From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama has announced a new $1.5 billion effort to help homeowners struggling to pay their mortgages. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The money will go to housing finance agencies in states that have seen the biggest decline in home prices, including Nevada, where the president's announcement was made. Agencies can use that money to help homeowners who are out of work, who owe more than their homes are worth, or who've had trouble refinancing because of a second mortgage. Mr. Obama acknowledged the government can't solve the foreclosure problem on its own.
Tax dollars shouldn't be used to reward the very irresponsible lenders and borrowers who help bring about the housing crisis. But what we can do is help families who've done everything right stay in their homes whenever possible.
The Center for American Progress, which is generally friendly to the administration, calls the new program creative, but says the government also needs to get tougher with loan servicers who've been slow to help homeowners in restructuring their loans. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Henderson, Nevada.
The Labor Department reports consumer prices edged up 0.2% in January, less than what economists predicted. Taking out food and energy prices, the core CPI posted the first monthly drop in more than two decades. Danielle Carson reports.
Economists keep a close eye on what's usually considered the more important core CPI because it strips out food and energy prices, which can fluctuate. That fell 0.1% last month. But Craig Thomas, an economist with PNC Financial Services, has a different take.
From the vantage point of the consumer, they certainly care quite a bit about food and energy. So I do think that it's the positive total CPI number that is the bigger story than the drop in core.
Economists say the drop in the core CPI was a bit of a fluke because volatile hotel lodging prices fell just over 2%. And they don't expect that to keep happening month after month. They say January CPI numbers suggest inflation won't be a problem for a while. So they give the Federal Reserve more leeway to keep interest rates at record low levels to shore up the economy. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
20 U.S. banks have now been shut down so far this year. Regulators closed banks in California, Illinois, Ohio, and Florida today. One institution in La Jolla, California, has 10 branches and about $2.8 billion in deposits. Tiger Woods is not saying when he will return to golf. Woods read a prepared statement before a group of fans and his mother at a Florida golf course today to apologize to his family and fans for what he called irresponsible and selfish behavior. He said he owes a special apology to parents who look to him as a role model for their kids. It was his first public appearance since he crashed his car outside of his home and scandalous revelations of extramarital affairs with various women. This is NPR News. A top career Justice Department official has overruled the findings of misconduct against three former Bush administration officials for their role in compiling the so-called torture memos. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
In July, the Justice Department Office of Professional Responsibility completed a report focusing on three men, John Yoo, Jay Bybee, and Stephen Bradbury. All played a major role in crafting the standards for interrogating high-value terrorism detainees. The investigation found that Bybee, now a federal judge, and Yoo were guilty of misconduct, which could have subjected them to disbarment or even criminal prosecution. The two challenged the findings, and in a letter sent to Congress, the Justice Department said that the misconduct finding has been overruled by a top career Justice Department official. The official concluded that while the men exhibited such poor judgment that they could have been subject to disciplinary action if they were still at the Justice Department, their actions fell short of actual misconduct. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
A prosecutor at the International Criminal Court, or ICC, says security forces in Guinea probably committed crimes against humanity during an army crackdown on demonstrators last year. The United Nations says more than 150 people were killed and scores of women were raped during the incident. The deputy prosecutor for the ICC says the responsible parties will be prosecuted in both Guinea and before the court. The UN blames a former army captain, Moussa Dadis Camara, who is in exile, and his aide, now a minister in Guinea's transitional government. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.